I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world. And this time we're going to go over to Ireland. About 1998, my wife Carol Langstaff and I got what some people might have thought was a harebrained idea to go over and spend 4 or 5 months in the winter in Ireland. I can't explain all the reasons why, but we took the plunge in September of, I guess it was 1997, in September, and went over and we settled into a little village called Ballindareen on the southwest corner of Galway Bay. My grandmother's family had come from outside of Galway City, and it seemed like a good place for us to roost. But after a couple of months, I remember Carol and I looking at each other and saying, well, are we just going to be tourists here forever? Are we ever going to find any work to do? Because both of us like to work. She's a choreographer and had it's just starting a dance company in Vermont. And we didn't like to sit around all that much. We were enjoying ourselves, no doubt, over in Ireland. But we needed to be doing something. And almost in answer to that, my phone rang. And it was a singer named Sean Kane, who I'd met years earlier. He was in a band called Arcady. And when John Prine and Jack Clement and Guy Clark, myself, and a bunch of people went over to play this thing called The Session, which I covered in an earlier program in Dublin in 1988, I'd heard Sean, and he's a wonderful singer, and I had also heard his sister, Dolores Kane, who was a very famous singer in Ireland. And it was Sean calling me up to welcoming me to Ireland. And in the course of our conversation, he said, well, would you be interested in helping me make a record? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, where do you live? He said, about 3 miles away. And the next thing I knew, Sean Kane was in my kitchen. And he started playing me, telling me some songs that he wanted to do. And the very first one was a song written by Pat Alger and Tim O'Brien. And I said, it's called Like I Used to Do. I said, I published that song. And here it is. This is Sean Kane singing this song that I publish.
There was a time we'd be the last to leave, watching the sun come up while everyone fell asleep. The music was always loud. I'd smoke and drink too much until I'd fall in your arms and into your loving touch. Now as the years roll by, time has reeled me in. I slow down a notch or two from the way things were then. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still carried his torch for you. Remember the days we'd pack our bags and run, chasing some crazy dream into the morning sun. Now as the twilight falls, I find I'm satisfied watching the fire glow. Just as long as you're by my side, deep in my heart it seems time has passed me by. I love you as much today as the very first time. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. And I still want you the way that I wanted you then. If I could do it all over, I'd do it all over. Those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are true. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch.
That's how we started. Sean Keane there is sitting in my kitchen, the very first song he picked to tell me about, like I used to do, written by Pat Alger and Tim O'Brien. And I said, well, you know, I published that song. I said, what other songs do you have in mind? And then he said, well, have you ever heard a song called Killing the Blues? I said, well, yes, because Roly Sally, who wrote it, was in the band called the Woodstock Mountains Review with me, and we sang that every time. He said, well, I learned it from a singer named Chris Smither. Well, I said, I know Chris as well. And all of this was almost too much for me to take in. It was so serendipitous. Let's listen to Sean do Roly Sally's Killing the Blues.
Leaves are falling just like embers, in colors red and gold to set us on fire, burning just like moonbeams in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. And I'm guilty of something that I hope you never do, 'cause nothing is sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. Me just to leave you, and I set out on my own to find what I needed. You asked me to find what I already had. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues, just killing the blues.
Sean Kean doing Rolly Sally's Killing the Blues. And as I say, I was sitting in the kitchen and Sean was telling me of these songs that seemed to be, we couldn't have figured this out, I don't think. And he sang to me and I said, have you ever heard a song called I'm No Stranger to the Rain? And he hadn't. And you might remember that Keith Whitley, a wonderful country singer who sadly died all too soon, had recorded that song and had a good record on it, and I was really familiar with it and loved it. And my good friend Sonny Curtis, who was one of the Crickets, Buddy Holly's Crickets, had written that song. And on the spur of the moment, when Sean told me that he didn't know it, I said, well, let's call up Sonny Curtis and see if he'll send us a copy. And it was the afternoon in Ireland, and it was morning in Nashville. And I called Sonny, and he picked up his phone. And I said, would you please send me a copy of No Stranger to the Rain? And like the good professional songwriter he was, he got it in the mail right away. And it just suited Sean to a T. And of course, Ireland is not too short on rain, so it seemed to suit his audience as well. And I also have to mention here that working with Sean gave me an opportunity to work with a great guitarist named Artie McGlynn. You just heard him on Killing the Blues playing a gut string guitar, and he kicks off No Stranger to the Rain. And here it is, and this was turned out to be a good big hit for Sean in Ireland.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder, friend that any wonder lightning strikes me. I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in the downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all, I withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. When I get that foggy feeling, the one I'm feeling now, if I don't keep my head, I may drown. It's hard to keep believing that I'd even come out even when the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain. Always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. I'll put this cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, to ride the wind and dance in a hurricane. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Artie McGlynn certainly made it happen on the guitar. And that's Sean Kean singing Sonny Curtis's I'm No Stranger to the Rain. So this is how I got going with Sean. And, you know, I was unfamiliar with the studio situation there in Galway. Sean knew an engineer named Pat Neary. He had a tiny little studio in what they call an industrial estate over there in Ireland. And it wasn't a very prepossessing looking little spot. But what we did was get, Artie introduced me to an excellent bass player, upright bass player named James Blenner Hassett. So Artie and James and myself on acoustic guitar and Sean would go in and do the basic vocal track. And then in some cases, I added Artie's wife, Nellie Casey, who was a wonderful fiddle player. And as you heard on, like I used to do, Dolores Keane sang harmony with Sean on that. And then I eventually took the songs back to Nashville and added Stuart Duncan on a couple of things, Jelly Roll Johnson on harmonica, and Pat McInerney on percussion, and mixed it at Jack's Tracks. And all of a sudden, I was able to work in Ireland, and that made it all work for me. Now, one of the great things about Sean Kean, he comes from a family of singers. His brothers all sing, his aunts sang, his sister sings, and they have a deep traditional background. And we didn't want to just do modern material. And this is a classic song that I don't think I've ever heard anybody sing it better than Sean. And it's called The May Morning Dew.
How pleasant in winter to sit by the hearth, listening to the barks and the howls of a dog, or in summer to wander the wide valley through, and to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning dew. Summer is coming, oh, summer is here, with the leaves on the trees and the sky blue and clear, and the birds are singing their fond notes so true, and the flowers they are springing in the May morning dew. The house I was reared in is but a stone on the stone, and all round the garden the weeds they have grown, and all the kind neighbors that ever I knew, like the red rose they've withered in the May morning dew. God be with the old folks who are now dead and gone, and likewise my brothers, young Dennis and John, as they trip through the heather, the wild hair to pursue, with their joys they in the May morning
dew. Absolutely beautiful there. That's Sean playing the whistle as well. And when you hear a singer like this and you hear him up close, it just, to me, there's nothing that can touch it. And Sean is a great, great singer. And this was the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful friendship and relationship. We've done in all three albums together over the years, and we're still very close friends and see each other as often as we can. And he's starting to play more in the States. And if you ever get a chance to go see Sean Kean, take yourself and go, because you will not be disappointed. So this was the way our journey in Ireland began, and what a beginning. And it was a good friend of ours down in Cork named Philip King, who had worked with on the Bringing It All Back Home documentary. He's a very proud Cork man, and he encouraged myself and Carol to go to Cork and spend time there. And we met a wonderful banjo player there. He also plays great guitar and a great singer himself named Mick Daly. And Mick is part of a group called the Lee Valley String Band. And this band has been going for the session. In Ireland, they have these things called sessions in a pub. They're not a performance. You don't pay to go in. No microphones. A group of musicians usually sits in a corner and plays pretty much for themselves, but anybody else who wants to lend an ear. And they might get a few pints from the publican in reward for their efforts. And this group, the Lee Valley String Band, started back in 1968 as a session, and it is still going. And when we arrived, it was coming on 1998, and that was 30 years. So I suggested that maybe it was time for a CD. And they took me up on that suggestion, because in these sessions, I was really taken back to the days in Cambridge when the Charles River Valley Boys, Bill Keith and myself and Joe Val, we were all jamming together so much of the time. And the repertoire that the Lee Valley Band has goes from Jimmy Rogers all the way up to Tim O'Brien or Guy Clark, and covers the waterfront of country music the way I like it. And so let's get into, we did a record, and it's called Corner Boys. They're local, where they have been for many, many years. It's called The Corner House in Cork. And if you're ever in Cork, drop into The Corner House. It's a wonderful pub. And here we are, singing, Oh, My Little Darling.
Oh, my
Ah, yes, you can't beat that. That's the Lee Valley String Band with Chris Toomey, who was one of the original members in the from the 1968 session that started this group. Chris sadly passed away a year or so more ago, but what a great character. I can't begin to imitate his voice, but he had a voice like this, and he would talk like this, and took me to his pub, and the Joycians are over there, the Trotskyites are over here. He was just something else, and your ears weren't deceiving yourself. That was an auto harp in there. He played the auto harp, among other things, but mostly the auto harp in the Lee Valley String Band. And Mick Daly was singing the harmony. There's also a dobro, mandolins, a couple of mandolins, fiddle, bass, guitar, and a real string band. And I just loved it. And let's hear another one. And this is a much more up-to-date song called Out in the Snow.
Powder glowing, covering up the icy ground. I'm slipping and sliding down this dead end street like a sheep who's lost from the fold. I've been in the east and I've been in the west. I ain't never seen a night so cold. Suddenly a face at my window like someone I might have seen before. Thought it must have been my imagination when suddenly she opened up the door. And I never expected to see you again. Must have been 7 years ago. Now that you're here, why don't you come in? It's just too cold to be out there. Sat me down in that old rocking chair and she threw on another lump of coal. Said, what's a southern boy like you doing here where the winter gets so lonely and cold? My history is a short one to tell. I've been traveling all these 7 years. I follow the music and the money now, and that's what I'm doing up here. She said I came up with my husband. He wanted to get away from Tennessee. He's out somewhere in the Rocky Mountains now, but it just got too cold out there for me. And I never expected to see you again. And again, you just never know. Better stay here until the weather clears. It's just too cold to be out there in the snow.
There in the Snow, and you might have guessed that is a more modern song done by the amazing Rhythm Aces originally. Russell Smith wrote that song, and it shows the range of the Lee Valley String Band. It's still a string band sound, but that was modern song. And here's another. One of the great characters in the band at that time was a butcher named Mick Murphy. And and he's kind of a rough and ready guy and a funny guy. And all of these people are characters in this band. And Cork is one of those places that has great tolerance for independent thinking people. It is known as the Republic of Cork. And it's one of my favorite places on earth. So here's Mick Murphy with My Heart's Tonight in Texas.
Distant state of Texas by the silvery Rio Grande, stroll a couple out one evening, was two sweethearts hand in hand. It was a rich man's pretty daughter and the lad she loved so dear, but tomorrow they must part for many years. My heart's tonight in Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie and that's where I long to be. That's Esther Earle I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the Silver Rio Grande. She was going to become a lady grand, and her father hopes her Earl, of course she'll win. And she went away next morning, and her heart was true to Jack, 'cause a letter came one day, and this it read: My heart's tonight in Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie, and that's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the Silver Rio Grande. Stately ball in England stood our Texas last one night. The scenes were splendid and the lights were glistening bright. Sir Earl knelt beside her asking her to be his bride, but her thoughts were by the Silver Rio Grande. My heart's tonight in Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie, and there's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the Silver Rio Grande. Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie, and there's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the Silver Rio Grande.
My Heart's Tonight in Texas by the Silver Rio Grande. That's Mick Murphy on the lead with Mick Daly and Chris Toomey on the harmonies, the Lee Valley String Band from Cork. One of the most favorite records I've ever made, I must say. I love to listen to it. It always brings a smile to my face and brings me back to many, many happy nights at the Corner House in Cork. And at this time, you might remember, I had started an album with John Prine of duets with women, and then John got the news that he had neck cancer. And this was right at this time when I was working with Sean Keen and with the Lee Valley String Band back in Nashville. John had his surgery and radiation treatments. And that summer, I came back to John and his wife, Fiona, came over to Ireland to recuperate and just take it easy for the summer. And I came over to help launch Sean Keane's No Stranger album. And while I was there, I spent some time with John. And one night, myself and our good friend Richard Hackett went over to John's, and Fiona was up visiting her family, and we got out the guitars, and John hadn't been singing for several months, and it was just a wonderful evening. But there were many times when John would open his mouth and virtually nothing did come out, but we just kept at it, and we had a good night. And the next day, John and I were walking around in Galway, and he looked at me, he said, "I think it's going to come back. My voice is going to come back." He had it, he had the feeling. And so several months later, in December, this was our second year in Ireland, and I went back to Nashville for around Christmas time. And John met me, and we were driving in his car, and he said, "Listen to this." And he put, this is what he wanted me to listen to.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a-howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces.
There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
In spite of ourselves, John Prine and Iris DeMent. I was sitting in John's car listening to this in December of 98, just before Christmas. I was laughing. I was crying. It meant John's voice had come back. We had a title for our album that we've been working on called In Spite of Ourselves. And what a Christmas present this was. I just couldn't believe it. John had been asked by Billy Bob Thornton, the movie actor and director, if he'd be in a movie called Daddy and Them. And it was with Andy Griffith and Lorna Dern and Jim, his name is escaping me, anyway. And John was in this movie, and it was a perfect time. He didn't have to have many lines, and he was getting paid and helped pay for the cancer treatments, and he was recovering still. And they asked him if he could come up with a song for the movie. And that's what he came up with. And Iris DeMent was the perfect partner for the song, as it turned out. And that meant we could continue with this album we had started and had to stop working on without knowing if we ever would finish it. It was just a very emotional time for me and John, but it was a happy time. How happy we were. And so we got to work right away. And I was going back to Ireland, and John decided to come over, and we called up Dolores Keane, Sean's sister, and John had us come up with a song written by Kieran Kane, who had a group with called the O'Kanes and had several great records. And Kieran had a song called In a Town This Size, and it just seemed perfect for John and Dolores. Here we go.
In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size.
Bar, in the back seat of your car, in your own little house, someone's sure to find you out.
What you do and what you think, what you eat and what you drink. If you smoke a cigarette, they'll be talking about your breath. In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size. With my girlfriend last night, before the moon went down, it was all over town.
how I say goodbye. If it's true or not, doesn't seem to count a lot.
In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know.
You can't
steal a kiss
in a place like this.
How the rumors do fly in a town this size. In a town this size. In a town this size.
Dolores Keene joining John Prine there on Kieran Kane's song, In a Town This Size. What a true story that is. And it was just so wonderful that Dolores could come in and do that with John in Galway. We recorded that in Galway, the same studio that I'd worked with Sean Keane in, and with Artie McGlynn playing the guitars, of course. And so we were off and running again, and what a thrill it was. And then I came back to Nashville, and another person on our list of people we had to have was Emmylou Harris. And she joined John on one of Jack Clement's great songs, I Know One.
When all your loves have ended, when all your friends have flown, who'll be around to want you when all your loves have gone? Only a fool would do it after the way you've done. But how many fools would have you? I know one. This fool keeps wondering why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over and you've had your fill of fun, if you need a fool to forgive you, I know one.
Can one man get? He's singing Where with Emmylou Harris, John Prine on Jack Clement's classic I Know One. I always get little chills when I hear Emmy with anyone, actually. And this was another great benefit of doing this album, was get all of these wonderful singers to come with John. And we had one little surprise left, and John came in and told me he had one song left to do and wasn't on our list. And it was written by Bill and Sharon Rice, who six very successful songwriters, and it's called Till a Tear Becomes a Rose. And he was going to sing it with Fiona, his wife. And when you hear this, I think you'll understand that we'd all been through quite an emotional time when John was sick and wondering how it was all going to wind up. And it all wound up just great. And this was kind of John's way of saying thanks to Fiona and how much it all meant to him. So this is a great song. I'm sorry I'm getting all misty here even thinking about it, but I love this performance. Fiona Prine and John.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose.
Dearest love, I know your heart's been shattered, and all my words can offer no relief. But my love will heal the pain you've suffered, and I'll be here if you should turn to me.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. That's John Prine and Fiona Prine.
Deepest night.
I hate to leave it.
Memories tend to gather.
Thanks so much to Royalton they Community Radio for making this possible.
And, put your
and this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks
There's
for listening.
No
I'll see you next time.
No dream can put asunder all the love that binds us, you and me. Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose. Till each tear you cry becomes a rose.